This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up, buddies?
Que tal, vatos locos forever? Live from the mean streets of L.A. is Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, putting up with us. And I want to thank Dan and the Danettes for welcoming us and for leaving the xylophone, Rich. I love that.
Oh, I'm trying to do my best.
I love that. I love that. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app. Everyone listening there. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you. All the affiliates. Again. Shaking her head, and they're like, who are these bozos? Covino and Rich.
Oh, do you mean all the affiliates that are like, wait a minute, if we have not already added Covino and Rich to the afternoons,
we
will now.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We're looking forward to broadcasting in your city, so thank you for listening wherever you are, whoever you are, and for subscribing to our podcast, because we're on every day, and maybe you're at the office, at the oil patch, at the warehouse, maybe you're busy. Download the podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich, wherever you stream. And if you leave a review, again, you qualify for a Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf football. And if you don't want it, give it to your kid.
Yeah.
Or take a bite out of it, because
Every Nerf football has a bite out of it, like we're all wild animals.
Snack on one. I don't know.
There's a Nerf football in the studio? Yeah. There's a chunk out.
There's always a bite out of those.
There's no children around here, which means I think it was Jonas. I think it was Jonas Knox.
All right, but stick around because it's going to be a fun show. It's a fight weekend, so I'm pumped about that. There's a big fight, and there's big fights in the future. Which ones are you more pumped about? The actual fights, the real fights, or the spectacle this weekend? Plus, hazing, if we have time. There's lots to get to. Weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch this weekend.
I'm going
to
tell you why we need to take a timeout from Aaron Rodgers in a second. But I have a couple final thoughts on Russell Wilson as we broadcast live from the Mercedes-Benz studio.
The 2023 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com.
Now, it's an honor to fill in for Dan Patrick. You know how I know when it feels cool?
I'll say.
When I heard my wife on the phone with her dad last night.
Uh-oh.
And I heard her dad, you know when you could hear someone through the phone?
Mm-hmm.
I heard her dad say, he's filling in for Dan Patrick? That's pretty big. I was like, yeah, it is. It feels cool, Dan. This is the biggest show.
Or when Joel opens up the microphones and he says, welcome to the varsity locker room, fellas, let's go.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh man, this is big time.
And then Joel snaps you with a towel.
Like, oh man, Joel, stop it.
Shoves you in a locker. So, my final thoughts on Russell Wilson. You know, the story today was he wanted Pete Carroll fired.
Is it just a story, though?
Is it Vince McMahon style? Did he go, I want him fired?
Remember, look, this is a very he said, she said thing. And we live in a culture, society that loves gossip and bossip, and if it bleeds, it leads, right?
It doesn't need to be true. If it's good gossip, it'll...
And again, it's proven that, hey, we love to talk about Russell Wilson. His camp, his team... himself is completely denying the fact that he wanted Pete Carroll fired.
Is that what you went in high school? Russell Wilson camp?
No, I went to Young People's Day Camp.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? So here's the deal. Russ is saying
sandwiches for lunch.
Russ is saying, yo, I didn't want him fired. I got nothing but respect. He was a father figure. I love Pete Carroll. Irregardless, which is not a word, by the way.
Not a word.
I know. Regardless of all this, I think what Russ needs, I have the solution to all this and we can move on. He needs a good documentary.
Oh.
Every time.
Oh, like him like falling in love with an octopus. That was a great documentary.
Yeah.
My octopus teacher. You maybe, see that
maybe,
one, Joel?
Maybe not about an octopus.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, really? It won an Academy Award.
Some dude fell in love with an octopus and they got it on.
They didn't get it on.
That's what I think happened. But it's a true story.
The guy got it on with an octopus?
But it happened in your mind. It was a great documentary is my point.
How many tentacles?
Eight.
Jeez.
Octo?
That's
octopus.
So he needs some good PR is what you're saying.
So I'm a Tom Brady fan. I know Joel's a big TB12 fan. You like Tom as well. But for people that were on the fence, Joel, I hope. If you tell me you haven't seen it, I'm going to be so sad because you're a Tom fan. The Man in the Arena.
Yes.
The Tom Brady documentary.
Fantastic.
If you didn't like him, watch that and you'll love him. You watch Joe Cool Under Pressure, the Joe Montana documentary on Peacock. You watch that. My God, Joe Montana's the greatest guy.
Fantastic.
You watch The Last Dance. If you're not already convinced that Jordan's the GOAT, you'll love Michael Jordan. You watch a documentary about someone where they're involved in the process of making it. If someone made a Russell Wilson documentary.
I don't think you're going to like what you see.
No, I think because they'll craft it to make you love that person. He just needs a good Netflix or Hulu documentary.
Why'd you leave the Derek Jeter documentary out of it?
I haven't watched it, to be honest. I'll watch it before the season.
There's that new series or documentary, docu-series, I guess it is, about the three quarterbacks.
Who's again? Kirk Cousins?
So it's Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota, and Patrick Mahomes, co-produced by Mahomes' new production company.
Which means it's going to be very pro-Mahomes.
He's going to have a hand in it. I mean, obviously, it will be pro-Mahomes because it's about the 2022 season. And Peyton Manning's behind it as well, his production company. So it seems like they just create these production companies and then they can turn around and do stuff about themselves.
You know how they'll do a Hard Knocks about a team you don't give a diddly do about, but you're like, oh, maybe I do sort of like the Falcons or Colts. Oh, it's sort of nice to watch them. Like, you know, other than my team, they seem like a bunch of nice guys. It's all good, positive PR. That's what Russ needs.
If you need something to watch later, Jeremy Lin has a new one out, relatively new one out. It's like a 30-minute documentary, and it's fantastic.
Same timeline as his career, 30 minutes.
About Lin.
He had nine years in the league.
It's a minute-to-minute comparison of Linsanity.
Yeah, I know.
It's real time. It's fantastic. I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. I still believe in Linsanity. It was a great moment.
Yeah, 30 minutes long.
All these things are great, Covino. These PR moments.
You still living on couches?
Help people. Yeah, remember the whole Jeremy Lin lived on a couch, he was playing for the Knicks.
He won with the Raptors. He has a ring, and he's the man.
But he didn't play, though.
Doesn't matter. He's got one you don't.
Uh-oh.
He got one you don't?
Yeah. You can't take that away from somebody. He got to that point. He had his moment. I believe in that moment.
Danny G, fill in the blank for me because I'm brain dead right now. The Kansas City Chief who won a ring, but he didn't play a down for them. Running back, who was it? He was with the Broncos too. Why am I drawing a blank? And he's like, yeah, I did nothing. Ha ha! I got a ring. Who was it? Come on. I got to look it up. If you guys could figure it out, fill in the blank for me. So why am I forgetting what running back? It's the guy that Kansas City picked up at the very end of the season, never played for them, but he got a ring.
And for those of you keeping score at home, the Jeremy Lin one, the new one, is called 38 at the Garden on HBO Max. You can check that out. It's really good. It's short, too.
Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon.
Melvin.
Went from Broncos starter to the Chiefs practice squad, but then, because he was on the practice squad, never played with the Chiefs, but got a Super Bowl ring. Does that count?
It does count. Yeah. You don't know what he brought to the team behind the scenes. Part of the team. But my point is, it was a great documentary, and you could watch a documentary about nonsense, like an octopus, like I said. And if it's good, you learn a little something, you feel good about it.
I still want to hear what the Russell documentary would be. What is it going to feature?
The one year?
How about we call it the one year? It's
going to glorify him, right? As a nice fella.
He's
misunderstood sometimes.
Joel, the narrative. Nerdy dude, but premier athlete, right? Baseball, could have played baseball or football, went football, was a lower draft pick, but then he fought for the start in the NFL, beat out Matt Flynn. Seattle made the tough decision to go with the rookie. He won a Super Bowl, and then the heartbreak of the, you know, not running the ball at the goal line in the Super Bowl, and then the heartache of, I think, going through a divorce from his high school sweetheart, but then meeting Sierra. They could package this to make you love the dude.
Yeah.
Why not do it?
Netflix.
Definitely need some damage control. Well,
straight
as far
to
as
the
image.
Small screen.
Will bro, they show bro, the photo of him and his wife on draft day?
Yeah. Too.
His ex-wife on draft day,
yeah,
my
bro.
Favorite.
Oh, his ex-wife on draft day? That face is legendary.
That was terrible.
Danny G, if you're watching Perfect Match on Netflix, you'd watch a Russell Wilson documentary.
Is Francesca part of it?
Yo, if Francesca's cheeks are on it, I'm watching. But the Russell Wilson, I promise you, if there was a documentary about him produced by his people, you'd watch it and you'd be like, man, he really is a great guy. And that's what he needs, the end.
Remember, the story is he wanted Pete Carroll fired. He's denying it. He's tweeting about it. Again, doing his own bit of damage control because he's trying to move forward. He says the best is yet to come. So the question, again, we'll wrap it up with your phone calls, is did he change or has he been exposed? Did we not know him? It's probably a little of both, but your thoughts on it.
And some guys,
877-99 on Fox. Sometimes we don't like the change. Like I said, if you change for the better, no one's going to complain about that.
Well, so far the calls seem like they're saying he's who he is. He's
yeah. You know what? Let's go to a couple more calls. But think of this, Covino. Just because someone's a great athlete, and I'm going to cite someone that was near and dear to your Yankees. Just because someone's a great athlete and they're so good at what they do, and because they're so popular, sometimes you forget. It doesn't mean they're like not a socially awkward person. A-Rod is one of the greatest baseball players you'll ever see. Steroids or not. But you always were the first to be like, yeah, there's something socially awkward about A-Rod. He found himself now. He found himself now as a broadcaster, I think, more than when he was a player.
And why and what, I should say, changed his public persona? The fact that he just owned it, right? And I think
after a while, A-Rod's like, yeah, you guys, you know, mock me and tease me a little bit. Eh, whatever, I'm A-Rod.
I am a little awkward sometimes. You know, I'm not Derek Jeter. And it made him more lovable. It did.
Yeah.
And you need to own that a little bit. And, you know, Russell Wilson doesn't necessarily own his cringy ways.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. And, you know, I can think of another guy, since you said I'm a name dropper. Henry Cejudo, UFC superstar. Very cringy, right?
Oh, and he said to us, like, yo, I'm just owning. Yo, you going to call me cringe? I'll be the cringiest.
He became Triple C, you know?
Cringe.
The captain of cringe, King Cringe. And he's like, yo, I'll own it. And then he just is who he is. Russell Wilson, there seems to be some sort of thing where we just don't like who he's become.
Yeah,
he's not owning it.
If someone owns being a nerd or whatever they are,
right,
there's respect there. All right, two quickies, then we'll talk some Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk some fights. We'll talk a little of everything here on CNR. Jackson in Arizona. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, guys.
How are you, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. What's on your mind, Action Jackson?
So with the rush thing, I think it's super important to remember The Athletic that posted that article today. They don't even employ somebody to cover the Broncos. So that's a very important component to this. But a lot of this is a lot of the same stuff we heard last year, and that was coming out prior to the rush trade. I think one of the bigger components of the whole divorce that's not being brought up is whether Russ wanted Pete fired or whether it was just a difference in philosophy. They had shopped Russ multiple times reportedly before this previous offseason when he ultimately landed with the Broncos. So it kind of turns into this pro player, pro organization debate where it's, okay, well, it's cool for them to shop around Russ and he just kind of needs to keep his mouth shut about it. But then if he wants any organizational changes, and he did have a bad year with the Broncos, but I mean, the guy was the winningest quarterback through 10 years in NFL history. You would think that would carry some weight, but you know, like I said, they're shopping him. That's okay. But then if he wants any changes, that's an issue. And
you know, Jackson,
it's
a good point, Jackson.
Should work
because,
with the Athletic.
Yeah, no, he could be the Denver guy. Jackson makes a point in that I do like to take the side of the player over the team. And you're right. There is a.
But this is the story.
It is a double standard.
We're just speculating on the story.
Yeah, the double standard is there that, yeah, they could shop him around and do whatever they want. No, it's for the team. But if Russ wants to do what's best for him, you know, He's crazy.
And to back up Jackson's point, the lawyers for Russell Wilson disputed the report as entirely fabricated. Entirely fabricated. And the Seahawks declined comment to The Athletic. So, I mean, it's a great point, but that is the story nonetheless. So we're breaking it down and speculating.
Well, didn't we feel like he settled? I thought we had another team picked out for him instead of Denver. He kind of shocked us, didn't he?
A little bit. But you know what? Denver's whole thing was, we're so close, we just need a quarterback. And they thought they had the solution last year. Hey, maybe this year.
Does anyone really know? Because it's like that story a week ago where it came out about the Packers being disgusted with Aaron Rodgers.
It's like,
and wanted nothing to do with him. And then a couple days later, another report comes out where it's like, oh yeah, they really want him back under one condition. So, and it's always a quote unquote firsthand knowledge person.
Well, you know what? I have something else I wanted to get to on today's show, which is why we should stop talking about Aaron Rodgers for now, and I'll tell you why right after Adam's call in New York. Adam,
darkness.
You're on. Kavino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. Hey, Adam.
How you doing, guys?
What up?
Filling in.
Thanks, brother.
So I got a couple things. A little Russell Wilson banter, and then some boot issues, or chime in. Firstly, on Russell Wilson, do we always think that he's just been a goober, and the winning has, like, hit it? But now that he's not winning, it's like kind of coming out in spades. Like we're not taking the quote unquote bad of Russell now that he's losing.
It's like, what do they say when you date someone? Like, if you can't love me at my worst, you can't have me at my best, right? You ever hear a woman say that? That's how we should, you know, Russ is probably feeling like, yeah, when I was like winning division after division and, you know, taking you deep in the playoffs, you liked me. Now I have one bad season. You hate me? You hear also Russell Wilson so polarizing. He got a Nespresso machine in the locker room and doesn't let anyone else use it.
Nobody else uses it.
I'm going to start that lame rumor. I'm just going to start making rumors like,
I actually believed you.
Yeah. That's how ridiculous
That's something
it is.
I would do.
I heard it on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Russell
I never
Wilson.
Heard of that. Yeah. That won't be happening under my watch.
Let me tell you, those Nespresso pods aren't unlimited.
Yeah.
See,
these things are expensive.
What, Jimmy Butler charges, what, $20 a cup? But he does it with a smile.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear this out of Denver? Their report from the non-athletic. It was Russell Wilson has a spread of bagels and lox, and he's like, only for me.
Oh man!
Or he charges them $100 a head.
Love Sean Payton said, I never heard of that.
I love. Yeah, that was a
never heard of that before.
That's not off to a good start. It's like, you know, when you meet like your in-laws or someone or the new boss, and like you get off to the on the wrong foot. I'm sure they talked, and I'm sure Russ was part of the process of Sean Payton. But when Sean Payton was asked, how do you feel about Russ's private quarterback coach that's on the facility and hanging out? And Sean Payton's like, yeah, never heard of it. That's not going to happen on my watch. It's like, that's a pretty, like, shutdown real quick.
He leaned into the mic.
Yeah.
Never heard of.
Not happening with me. All right. Now, let me shift gears real quick. And coming up here on FSR, I want to talk about why we need a timeout from Aaron. Why do we need to just take a little timeout? An old school NBA, an old school 20-second timeout.
Think you're Zach Morris?
Timeout. Why we need to take a break from Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk some food.
Mm. Oh, and by the way, we got to talk this fight.
We'll talk some fights.
Because when you say food, I'm thinking, well, what am I going to eat when I'm watching this fight on Sunday, by the way? It's Sunday.
We'll get to all that. In for Dan Patrick. You got Kavino and Rich live from Mercedes-Benz Studios on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Thanks, Joel. He just said I'm hot.
He meant the mic, dude.
No. I'm feeling it. It's the weekend. I'm feeling it.
I knew my hair looked good today.
CNR on FSR. I like you too, Joel. Joel's my guy. Joel on the ones and twos. Danny G. Kevin Wyatt with the updates. Is Covino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show. Always a pleasure. 877-99 on Fox. Hope you had a great Thursday night. A new look Lakers sort of Thursday night.
Oh, my God. You know what? As we broadcast live from the Mercedes-Benz studios, I was just looking at the box score. I watched a little bit last night. Danny G, I need a new strategy because Lakers games, when they're West Coast games, they start right around bedtime routine for my little kids. So I'm like, oh, man. Like, Danny hit me up. He goes, Lakers are about to start. I'm like, oh, I want to watch tonight. They're playing the Warriors. And then I'm like, you know, doing the dad thing, reading bedtime stories, watching an episode of Bluey. And I'm like, I just got to DVR the game. And I hate DVRing sports, but sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
But the new look Lakers, man, it just, you know what it proves? Depth and how important depth is. Because you could have Anthony Davis and LeBron James and some big names, but if your bench stinks and you don't really have a complete team, yo, Bamba, 10 points. Malik Beasley, 25.
25.
Hachimura, 14.
And by the way, LeBron had over a 20-point streak going on. He had 18. He still played big yesterday. And then he said...
Wait, who?
LeBron James.
Yeah, no, he only had 13.
He didn't have a great 13.
He played terrible. 5 for 20.
Yeah, I was going to say, at the end of the game, he put a few points in to make his stats look okay, but he was sluggish throughout the game. The rest of the team picked him up, and you're right about not only the depth, but all of a sudden, what was the narrative about the Lakers when the season started and why they were so horrible? They can't shoot. No three-point shooters on the team.
Now they got shooters.
Now Malik Beasley standing there. If this was the start of the season and it was one of the guys they dumped or got rid of with a wide open three, he would have missed.
No, that was my point.
And even,
LeBron didn't even play big, and D'Angelo Russell rolled an ankle, barely played at all, and they still won convincingly. And then LeBron at the end of the game was talking about how these next 20-something games are the most important games of his career, Danny G.
Yeah, Beasley, by the way, to finish the point on him,
He hit 7 out of 11 three-pointers.
I know. That's,
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too, because I haven't seen a Laker hit threes like that.
I think they should change. You know how they go to, like, Los Lakers sometimes? Or it should say New Look Lakers. They should just roll
new
with it.
The new
they should get
Lakers.
It on their jersey. The New
so,
Look
no,
Lakers.
But it's a depth that just shows you in any sport. But the NBA, when LeBron James could shoot 5 for 20 and have a terribly off night against another team fighting for a playoff spot, it just shows you that that depth is so important because, you know, the NBA more than ever, you know, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. You have like 8 guys that are putting more than 20 minutes in. This is not a one guy could carry the team maybe the way LeBron did in Cleveland a decade ago.
Mm-mm. LeBron James.
James.
I don't want to celebrate too quick, though, because, of course, there was no Steph Curry on the floor.
I know. Right, I know. Exactly.
The Warriors don't always play the best defense this season. But as far as just on the surface, the way the Lakers looked, it's a much better situation to be in than the way the season began.
And it makes things more exciting for everybody, I think. Again, we're Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Got to talk about the fight this weekend. Again, we're going to go over weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch aside from the fight, what shows and movies you need to tune into. But I know Rich also wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers for a second.
By the way, and just to show you how tight the West is mm-hmm. in the NBA. I mean, tighter than a pair of skinny jeans in the 2010s. The 6th seed and the 13 seed.
Tighter than your gray sweatpants right now?
Hey, it's gray sweatpants season. It's bold season. The 13 seed and the 6th seed are 3 games apart. So if some team rips off 8 out of 10 and someone else goes 5-5, you're talking about that's a difference of a Midwestern seed or like fighting for the play-in game. So LeBron James, guy's not joking. It's a very important stretch for his legacy. I heard our buddy Broussard on The Odd Couple. In the world! I love those guys. They were talking about how, you know, LeBron James, I'm sure for his legacy, he doesn't want to say, yo, I was in L.A. for 5 years and missed the playoffs 3 of the 5 years.
Because he's not built that way. Yeah. Of course not. He's in it to make the playoffs, in it to win it still.
All right, let me give you one Aaron Rodgers analogy. I said I had one Aaron Rodgers thought, and I know you want to talk about some of the fights this weekend. We'll talk about what's going on. Now, when you do watch the fight, if I said, yo, Covino, I'll come over, you can come over. What do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. If you said to me, yo, bro, I'm telling you, looking at you in the eyes, and I'm telling you, I don't know what I want to eat. And I'm like, yeah, bud, we could order some Mexican food, get some nachos. Bro, I don't know. Dude, we could have pizza? I'm telling you, bro, I don't know. How about some wings? I could order some Buffalo Wild Wings or Hooters.
This sounds like the conversation I have with my girlfriend every night.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll just pick something.
Yeah, Covino, tell me, what do you want to eat? Bro, I'm telling you, I'm looking at you. I don't know. And then someone else hits me up and they go, you know, Inside Scoop says that Covino wants nachos. And then we're like, yeah, this guy said Covino wants nachos. I'm going to run with that story.
Well, how does Inside Scoop know if I don't even know?
That's the whole narrative with Aaron Rodgers.
And by the way, the evidence is right here in front of our face.
I'm looking up
the guy's on a 4-day darkness retreat because he clearly doesn't have any clarity in his life.
He's
so you're
going to
tell me that he has his mind made up? Absolutely not. He's in a cave looking for answers. So clearly, the guy doesn't know his decision yet.
He's in a cave. He emerged yesterday.
And he saw his shadow.
And he saw his shadow. So 6 more weeks of indecision.
6 more weeks of not knowing.
If Aaron Rodgers went on record like a week ago, before he went in the cave, and was like, yo, all due respect to Adam Schefter and...
Dude, if he had the answers, Rappaport.
Rappaport. He's like, yo, they're good at what they do, but they don't know squat about what I'm doing.
If he knew and had clarity and had the answers, he would not be in a cave for 4 days.
So what I'm
Period.
Saying is, when you look up on the screen and on ESPN, FS1, CBS, if you're looking at all the sports, TV shows, and radio shows, and everyone's speculating Aaron Rodgers' next move, your 3-year-old kid has just as good a guess. Mm-hmm. I should ask my son, Ben. Hey, little buddy. Yeah, Dad? Where is Aaron Rodgers going? Is
he going to the moon?
That's a possibility.
To play with dinosaurs.
So, little guy, the Jets, the Raiders, or Green Bay?
T-Rex.
T-Rex! No, no, buddy. The Jets, the Raiders, Jets!
Bluey.
Well, kids will always go with the first option you give them.
Inside sources say, who's the inside source? Oh, Rich's three-year-old.
Bluey.
Said the Jets. My three-year-old has the same level of insight as Ian Rappaport, damn, as Michael Rappaport, as any Rappaport, because Aaron Rodgers is looking us in the eyes and saying, I don't know what I want for dinner. And we're telling you, yeah, I heard he wants pizza.
He honestly...
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he honestly says it without saying, like, hey, man, I'm doing
exactly.
A darkness retreat.
And last year, remember, all his tails are gone. He can't use these, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers got his house cleaned in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's already done.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers moved back to Green Bay. That's already done, so you can't really... There's no more telltales.
Yeah, so...
So he had to go dark.
And listen, I'm not insulting any other show or broadcasters or anything, but I find it amusing that at this point, I get it. It's fun to speculate. We do it every day. It's a lot of fun. We love sports. We love talking shop. But when the guy himself comes out and says, attention world... Nobody knows
because I don't know. The janitor knows.
Yeah, sideburns from Billy Madison.
In our own minds, we kind of decipher that. It's too hard to walk away from 60 million.
I know. But so
the only thing that most people could take a good guess on is that he's going to play, period. Yeah, he's still going to play.
Yeah,
I'm pretty certain he's going to play.
My feeling is if he wasn't going to play, I feel like there would have been some insinuations or... He would have alluded to like, well, there's a chance I don't even play. I feel like, Danny, we were talking off the air. Now we'll speculate like idiots. Is it really Green Bay, stay put? And Spot said it before. It's funny because there's two reports. They hate him. And the other report is they love him. Is it the Raiders? Is it the Jets? Are those the only options? Are there four options? Retire, Green Bay, Jets, Raiders, or is there another option?
Is there a sleeper?
None of us know. Like what you've been saying, there could be a team that comes out of nowhere.
Tennessee.
I think 60 million should be an option by itself.
Yeah, Tennessee, by the way, could say, hey, we're going to, Tannehill could be out the mix, and Tennessee can make room and say, hey.
And we're all going to look at each other like, Tennessee? I didn't see that coming.
I mean,
Tennessee.
We said it off the air, we were saying how Tampa Bay, that wasn't necessarily the league leader for Tom Brady. When Tom Brady, we thought, oh, the Raiders, maybe the Niners, maybe. No one thought Tampa Bay. So my point is, and I'm not trying to contradict myself by even speculating, none of us know. Yes, it's fun to talk about, but any insider that's like, you made the best analogy without even realizing it. Any insider that thinks they know has the same credibility as the janitor from Billy Madison.
What makes you think I didn't realize it? I'm the one that said it.
Yeah. I'm just telling you how good it was.
So many people have said...
Thanks.
Shut up.
There's been so many people say money's not a factor, but when they finally make their decision... The money was in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Money, lifestyle, next stage of his life, location, all of these things are factors.
I mean, I get it because when you deal with that much money, people love to, people love to spend other people's money. Like, Spot, you love to do that to me. I'm like redoing part of my house, and Spot's like, what you should get is what, those huge doors that like fold into each other? Spot's like, you should get those. I'm like, they're also like 50 grand. So
maybe our next FSR contract.
Yeah, people love to spend other people's money, or people love to say, "Yeah, well, who cares? Like, he doesn't need it." If you're Aaron Rodgers, are you going to be like, "Well, I could get like 60 mil, but hey, like 40 is good enough because I got a lot." Yeah. No one's leaving 20 mil or 5 mil or 2 mil on the table. Are you kidding me? So. I guess none of us know is my point. My point is no one knows.
Not to take the fun out of the rumors, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't have the final say on this. He doesn't have a no trade clause. The Packers are going to deal him to whoever give the Packers the best package for him. All right. So it's not like, does he want to play in New York? Does he want to play in Vegas? They don't care. They're not going to do him any favors.
You think he would pull a Gronk? Meaning, remember when Gronk, the rumor was that at some point in his career, he was going to be traded to the Lions. Sorry, Joel. And Gronk said, well, if you do that, I'll just retire. He could do that, right? That's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
so
he's
Aaron
in
Rogers,
a great situation.
Yeah,
he'll be a darkness shaman.
You know what? He could do like ayahuasca tours.
He could be a guy. Yeah.
spiritual guide for people.
We say it in jest, but what if Aaron Rodgers post-career, you know how Tom Brady's going to the booth and other people start businesses, a lot of athletes open up restaurants or car washes. What if Aaron Rodgers goes into the wellness world and like opens up a chain of like caves and ayahuasca experiences?
What if
Aaron Rodgers goes the spiritual route?
I think that would be great.
Opens a bunch of
it ain't no 60 million in that.
No, but there's wellness in that.
Wellness.
there's
leave me alone in that. Let me go to my room.
You come out with clarity and weird tattoos.
How about we just change one of your rooms in your house through Aaron Rodgers' new program?
Oh yeah, he sells a little like a kit.
Oh, he has a new he has a show on like
the dark room.
He has an HGTV. He has an HGTV show where he converts one of your rooms to like a darkness, like you know.
Yeah, he has an infomercial late at night, like John Baisdale, where he sells you his new darkness products. Well, anyway, it's fun to speculate, but I think what we're getting at is
no one knows
if he doesn't know. And it's very evident, based on where he's been the past 4 days, that he doesn't know anything. Then how does anybody else know? And one thing I do know, and I don't know a whole lot, is that I'm pumped about this fight this weekend.
Me too.
I'm very, very pumped about it. And there's some people saying, what fight? Some people couldn't care less. I'm not one of those people. And I'm a fight fan.
I'm not a hater of good hyped up stuff.
Well, this is very hyped up. And we're talking Jake Paul, yes, Logan Paul, his brother, the former influencer, now boxer, Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion Tyson Fury's brother, Tommy Fury, who's an actual boxer. So Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury this weekend. Are you more pumped for this? Or more pumped about some actual fights that matter?
I mean, this is an actual fight.
It's an actual fight, but does it matter? I mean, it matters for Jake Paul's potential ranking.
You know what?
We'll
break it down next. Do you care? Are you going to watch? Do you think it's garbage? Do you think it's awesome? Jake Paul, Tommy Fury. We'll get to that and a bunch more. NFL, NBA, lots of fun. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
It's Covino and Rich. CNR.
Got those weekend vibes. Yeah, but we got Dan Patrick.
We got a great team, though, man. Joel and Danny G, Kevin Wire, Spotty Boy, again, with the videos. Everything at Covino and Rich. The whole Fox Sports Radio team kicking ass. Hard at work already.
Yeah.
I saw Fred schmoozing in the hallway just now. Mike, who runs this place.
Who?
He's hard at work.
Who?
Mike,
yeah,
he's
Mike
doing something on the computer. He's looking busy. He's either checking his social media pages or he's doing something important. I can't tell. But what a team. Happy to be here. And remember, we're on every afternoon.
What a team!
When we're not filling in for the great Dan Patrick Show for Dan and the Danettes. We're on every afternoon. So, you know, make note of it. And check out our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich. And everything at Covino and Rich. I'm Steve Covino. And I'm just a kid from Union, New Jersey. I love me some baseball. I have the interest of an 80-year-old white guy, as people have told me. I love rock music. I love baseball, and I love fights.
Baseball,
and
boxing.
A nice hiney. But yeah. I think everybody could relate to that, right?
Suspenders? Do you like suspenders? You said 80-year-old white guys.
Yeah, sometimes when my pants get baggy.
You like yelling at kids when they go on your front lawn?
I do. I do. So speaking of fights.
There's a big one.
There's a big one this weekend. It's big, and I got to be honest, I was a little fired down because I was like, ooh, yeah. I was like, you know what? Saturday night, I'm going to order some pizza, maybe invite some friends over. Pumped, baby. I love me a good fight night. Feels like an event. Feels fun. Feels big. Then I realized, oh, man, it's Sunday. The fight is Sunday at 2 p.m.
Bum, 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 bum.
But I mean, look, I'm still tuning in, obviously.
I'll watch, but you're right. Tuesday. Sunday afternoon versus Saturday night.
It's like certain things are designated for nighttime. The nighttime is the right time. I'll give you an example. Ready? Scary movies. Nighttime. You know what? What psychopath watches a scary movie during the day? Familiar relations. Like getting it on for me? It's a nighttime activity.
Nah, I like anytime.
If the lights are too bright, I'm all insecure about it.
I like to see what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't like it. You know, it's just I'm not in the mood. You know, I need to. It's a nighttime activity. And like a fight.
Or if you got little kids, anytime. Yeah. Anytime you have a moment.
Right, I get you. But, you know, fight night, not fight Sunday afternoon. Get out of here. But, you know, it's Sunday, 2 p.m. $49.99.
It's not tragic.
I'm in. We're talking Jake Paul, Tommy Fury, by the way. And I am a fight fan, like I said. So I know good trash talk. I know what good promotion is. And I'll be honest. Think what you want about Jake Paul. He's been on this show here on Fox Sports Radio with us. This dude is such a great, I guess, like villain for the sport.
Yeah.
He is one of the best trash talkers I've ever seen. This guy knows how to sell a fight. Dude, he's saying some things that are making me go, ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, like he's talking about he's going to knock Tommy Fury's head off. He's going to embarrass him. He's going to end his career in boxing. Remember, he's a Fury. He's Tyson Fury's brother. Boxing's in their blood. It's who they are. He's like, I'm going to expose you. I'm going to make you embarrassed to go back to your family, to your wife, to your baby. Tommy Fury just had a baby. He's calling out his baby. He's talking all sorts of smack. He's telling Tommy, look, I'm so confident I'm going to beat you. Let's do double or nothing.
Yo, he did something great too. When Tommy Fury and his wife welcomed their child, he commented on the social media post saying, oh, perfect. Born just in time to see me whoop your dad's ass. Which I was like, damn.
And again, Tommy Fury, you know, he's a boxer growing up in a boxing family, but he doesn't have the smack talk abilities and charisma of a Jake Paul.
Or of his brother, Tyson Fury.
Right. He's not that kind of guy. Is he going to win? I don't know. They're both young and both haven't really proved themselves in the world of boxing
yet. Now, before you pose the bigger question, I have to say, anyone that doesn't enjoy these, some say spectacles, Tyson Fury's little brother fighting a YouTuber, right? If you're not into the Jake Paul, Logan Paul stuff, I can understand that. But I ask you this. When you were a kid watching wrestling, you could be watching wrestling now. I don't watch the way I used to, obviously. But when I was a kid, I cared only, before I discovered women, all I cared about was baseball cards, football, and wrestling.
I wanted to be like Mr. Perfect, man. Catch my own touchdowns. Throw them to myself.
No one to me was cooler than wrestlers, athletes, and like I said, riding my bike around town, collecting baseball cards. You know, then you discover dating and women, life changes. But when you were a kid, I loved wrestling. But you know what I love the most about wrestling? Truthfully?
Finkel.
I mean, Howard Finkel was the best announcer. Coming down the aisle.
Didn't you have a Howard Finkel poster, and that's how you got into announcing and broadcasting?
Yeah, I was, people say, who is your inspiration? Howard Finkel.
He was great, though.
No, people love wrestling. You know what I never really cared for? This might sound crazy, but I know I'm not alone. I didn't really love watching the matches. I enjoyed the interviews, the build-up to, like, a WrestleMania.
The trash talking,
like, Macho Man and, like, Jake the Snake going at each other, screaming and yelling. To me, the drama, people love to say it's the ultimate male soap opera, but to me, I enjoy that part of wrestling more than the actual matches.
On a Flashback Friday, do you remember when the Macho Man Randy Savage was going through some issues and Mean Gene asked him if he was talking to anybody about it?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember? The Macho Man goes, I talked to a psychiatrist and she said I'm OCD. One cool dude. that was Macho Man's moment with mental health. He has OCD. That. One cool dude.
But Jake Paul brings that boxing, and I love it.
So to me, a guy like
me. I mean, he didn't invent it, by the way. No. He's just really good at it.
And I know that I can't be the only one. If you're the type of person that loves the trash talking and the mic skills of wrestlers, and
right.
You love when Travis Kelce grabs the mic and he's like, yeah, you mayor of Cincinnati, you jabroni, you gotta fight for your right to party. If you like the theatrics of sports, the trash talk, the interviews.
Yeah, it's very Ultimate Warrior. You know who else is good? The Miz. You know, great trash talkers, mic skills.
If you like athletes and wrestlers with good mic skills, to me, that's why I'm pulled in by Jake Paul. I'm sorry to tell you. Because a lot of the real, quote, legit boxers you talk about.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you about some of them.
I don't know much about them other than I'll hear their names and I might watch a fight here or there. Because they don't bring the excitement,
well,
right?
My job is to get you pumped about, like, real fights. And I'm going to do that. And you can tell me if you care more about Jake Paul and Tommy Fury still.
One of the best pound-for-pound fighters over the last decade or so of our lives. Canelo Alvarez.
Beat Muldetter.
He's like the most boring dude. In those commercials with him and Sly Stallone for Tecate?
Be bolder, Sly.
Hey, Sly Stallone, be bolder.
Yo, Canelo, we're going to have, what are we drinking this weekend?
Tecate.
Tecate, Sly.
Okay, absolutely.
He's boring as hell. He's a great fighter.
Yeah, but he does his talking in the ring, and is that what Tommy Fury did?
I'll be honest, talking in the ring isn't enough for my attention span in 2023.
Well, Jake Paul's job is to sell the fight, and he's doing a great job. But now, double or nothing. How much money are we talking? I'll tell you all about it.
You said it yesterday. Why'd you love Floyd Mayweather Jr.? Why'd you love him and hate him? Because he not only was unbeatable in the ring, he talked smack. He would fight a Mexican fighter and wear a sombrero down to the ring. He would talk about how no one could beat him. He'd laugh at people.
He called himself the Mexican assassin.
I mean,
and I'd be like, what?
You need the pizzazz, so
I'd watch to see him lose.
If you don't like Jake Paul, I get it. But you got to give him credit for bringing the pizzazz. So we'll get to more of that next. Kavino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick on FSR.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.